Well, I mean, I know you did, but, like, you know, who were they and what kind of, you know, did y'all do things with people that had children dad's age and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had one family that came, well, they came more than once a year, but they always came to your daddy's birthday. And that was Anderson and Pauline. And they had two children that were comparably the same age as your daddy and Aunt Flora.
Yeah.
And they'd always come and spend the day, and we'd have a big birthday dinner, and children would play, and we'd talk. And then we had
that may be Arjun, if that was a car.
Had a couple from that lived at Cornelia that had a little girl about the age of LG, your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come and visit.
That's a pretty good trip from Cornelia. Is that when y'all were living here?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
But, well, I guess that was most of the time when we were living here. They didn't come to see us when we were living over there at the river, because that was a little too far.
Yeah.
Well, Anderson and his sister and his father and I guess another brother and sister came to see us. That was when we were living with my daddy and mama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did y'all used to, on the farms, did it used to be, say, when it was maybe time to make syrup or time to do something big, did a lot of families get together? Or did you have a lot of people come over that you knew, say, to help out doing stuff?
No.
Or was it mostly just the family?
We just did on our own.
Well, y'all have enough at the house to do it, I imagine. Let's see, we ended up yesterday.
We made syrup one year. We raised a patch of cane and then we stripped it and cut it and hauled it to the mill. Granddaddy bought a mill. To grind it with.
Yeah.
And hired his brother's mules to pull it. You see, it has a big long pole in it. And you hitch them to it, and they go round and round, and it turns the mill and grinds the cane and squeezes out the juice to make the syrup. And he bought a copper boiler syrup. Pan, I don't know, I think we called it a boiler.
Mm-hmm.
And he built the fireplace, the place to set it on. It had to be as long, you know, as the syrup pan was. Mm-hmm. And then the chimney up several feet. And he got the wood and brought it. And we had
Well, did he do all that stuff for just one time for making Well, didn't he lose a lot of money or something? Why did he decide not to do it again?